Okay, as of this time, call to order the public hearing of Cochise County Community College District Governing Board. Pursuant to Arizona Revised Statutes 15-1461, the Governing Board shall hold a public hearing and present the proposed budget to the persons attending the hearing. Upon request of any person, the Governing Board shall explain the budget, and any resident or taxpayer of the district may protest the inclusion of any item in the proposed budget. Ms. Wheeler, did you receive any request to the board regarding their proposed budget?
I've received no requests today.
Very good. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to address the board? Hearing and seeing none, I'll adjourn the public hearing. And at this time, I'll call to order the special meeting of the Cochise County Community College District Governing Board.
Mr. Chair, if I might, before we move into the other meeting, I'd like to just go over one more time the budget for the board.
Very well.
In order to answer any questions they may have.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, Mr. Hudgens, board chair, members of the board, in addition to ARS 15-1461, the budget was also duly published in the Sierra Vista Herald, the paper of record, on Sunday, May 24th, 2026, and on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. The budget schedules A, B, and C were shared with the board. So allow me a few minutes just to go over what was published and then provide a little bit more detail. So the first slide here is an overview of the budget calendar, truth and taxation calendar, adhering to the state and legal requirements, as we must do. As we move on to slide two, in your packet there, Schedule A highlights the current general and plan funds, as well as total funds and estimated personal compensation at $41,972,213. And the tax levy rate placed by the board in the amount of $28,889,316. Slide three here outlines the district's levy assumptions based on the primary assessed valuation at over $1 billion. You can see up there that we estimated the levy tax there to be that $28,889,316. Slide four, this is Schedule B, highlights the general fund for 2027, amounting to $56,329,988. It also shows restricted funds, which started out with $10,388,839, in addition to funds that include Prop 207 and Rural Aid. Slide five here for 2027. The total budget there, you can see in the sixth column there for 2027 is $97,428,101, which signifies a 3.5% increase from last year's budget. So to go over again, the development of the budget itself here at Cochise College. Special thanks to Dr. Davis and her team. This budget is really based on the college's mission and strategic priorities, following budget principles, including conservative projections. As you know, currently we're still awaiting a budget from the state, but our conservative projections included revenue, enrollment, our state budget, which really is a baseline budget we're preparing for, property taxes. The board decided to not do an increase to the tax levy, but only new construction, as well as expenses. It addresses employee compensation and benefits, increasing costs, as well as facility improvements and deferred maintenance. It provides for contingencies, again, that conservative approach, growth and shrinkage if needed, and opportunities. Best of all, it is balanced. This final slide here is an overview of the budget development process. You can see all of the various steps we've gone through up to today for budget adoption. June 9th. So the budget adoption will include the Workforce Development Plan 301, the compensation plan, including new reclassified and adjusted positions as presented, as well as college initiatives, those that are ongoing, working towards the new strategic planning process, facilities, and fund balance.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, are there any questions?
And I would also mention, thank you, Dr. Perry. I'd like to mention we have two trustees that are out of town at the moment, but they are on speakerphone with us, so they are listening. Trustee Farr and Trustee DePeso have joined us on the telephone.